The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Although they're currently installing additional capacitors along the highway between Prince George and Terrace, BC Hydro is still anticipating an increase in demand in the Northwest. Mike Kellett, manager of Northern Community Relations for BC Hydro, described the ongoing power expansion project.
So we're installing additional capacitor banks at the Skeena substation to increase capacity in the region from 800 megawatts to roughly 1,400 megawatts. The issue there is that that's to meet near-term demand. It won't be enough for the potential loads that we are hearing about from stakeholders and industry in that area.
Though Kellett also explained why they've released an expression of interest despite that project.
Is the Prince George to Terrace capacitor project, which is ongoing right now, which is going to meet some short-term demand. But what's going to happen is that we believe there's a lot more demand in that area. So to serve the expected additional load, new 500 kV transmission lines, associated infrastructure are basically needed between the Williston and Skeena substations. The EOI is basically our way of putting a message out to folks who are interested in increasing the load in that area to find out where are you interested in, what are you interested, how much, what are some of the issues folks might have around that. We want to know about all of it from all of the interested parties.
Kellett talked about how they've decided to approach engagement with different parties in addition to the EOI.
Engagement related to the EOI will include outreach to existing and prospective customers, so industry associations, economic development agencies, local and regional governments, and Indigenous nations. So this will include notifying Indigenous nations about the EOI, notifying stakeholders directly about issuing the EOI, arranging one-on-one or group meetings to enable interested parties to learn about the EOI and discussing their interconnection requirements for BC Hydro.
Though Kellett talked about the longevity of the plans to install new energy infrastructure, he also explained that the company has already allocated funds for the future project.
If it does look like we're going to go forward with new 500 kilovolt lines, that's going to take really about 8 to 10 years. So it's quite a long-term project. So we've allocated a planning allowance of about $3 billion for this development. However, cost estimates are going to be developed as these projects proceed.
Open for industry, local governments, and economic development agencies, the BC Hydro EOI is open until April 11th. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.